Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Merry Christmas and thank you for joining us on the sofa here on Christmas Day. Now myself, Jack and Ben are about to give you a Christmas treat in the style of an episode of On the Sofa. But there is one Christmas miracle, Christmas present that we want from you. And that is for you to subscribe to us wherever you're listening to this podcast. So before you listen, it's Christmas. Spread the love. Press pause. Go onto your iTunes. Go onto your Spotify. Go onto your Amazon. Go onto whatever it is and press subscribe. And then come sit down on the sofa and spread the Christmas cheer.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to On the Sofa with Colson, Jack, and Ben. We're here, it's Christmas Day, and here is what's coming up.
When I was four, my gran told me Santa was dead.
Santa's dead.
Good on you, gran, get rid of that. Merry Christmas, boys.
Mm-hmm, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Thanks for coming up to Manchester, Ben, Christmas Day, to jump in the studio.
I had to get a sled.
Did you get a sled?
I got onto his Christmas sled, Father Christmas. It's rapid.
Did he help you out? Did you just jump on the back?
No, he doesn't stop. Jump on, jump off.
Did you have to do any deliveries with him or just direct?
He threw me down a chimney. I delivered at Jack's.
Ah,
some
did
smell
you?
Nice.
Yeah.
Is he like Hermes? Does he just lob them from yeah, the
he's
sled.
Great. He's great. He just goes
yeah,
straight there.
But he does do bloody well, you know.
Merry Christmas,
around.
Everyone. Thanks for listening on Christmas Day. If you're listening on Christmas Day,
devoted.
10 points.
Devoted.
Yeah, thanks. We are going to talk a little bit about Christmas at some point, but I know that I've had a lot of Christmas letters.
Okay.
Yeah, and I've had a lot of people, and all they really want for Christmas Day is me to help them with a conundrum.
Oh,
oh my God.
Yeah. Colson's conundrum.
What about... The Colson's Christmas Conundrum. Colson's Christmas Conundrum. It works. Hello, take it.
Well, first of all, Merry Christmas, Andy, and congratulations, because your conundrum has come to me via the elves.
Okay.
Boys, Merry Christmas. Can you help me out with my conundrum?
No.
On Boxing Day, it has become a tradition that me and my girlfriend... go and spend the day with her parents.
Oof.
But to be brutally honest, her mum is annoying and her dad is boring.
Oh.
My mates are all going to the pub to watch football and I'd much rather
Football's
do that.
On what? Christmas Boxing Day? Day? Is it Boxing Day?
Day. Right. Boxing Day plans. Should I suck it up and be with my girlfriend's family or make an excuse and have the day with my mates? If I see my mates, what excuse do I give my girlfriend? Well, it's a biggie, this, isn't it?
What are they doing Christmas Day?
They're obviously not with his girlfriend.
And he's not divulged that. I reckon it's one of those Christmas Day one place, Boxing Day the other.
And he just doesn't want the in-laws.
Yeah, you've not got no chance, Andy.
Depends how young they are and how long they've been together.
Yeah, you got no chance. Do you know what gets me?
If it's year one, you can get away with it.
Do you know what pisses me off?
What?
When people say it's a tradition, like it's a thing.
Mm.
No, it's not. You've made it up.
Yeah.
And all you've done is do it for 3 years and go, yeah, but that's our tradition. It's not. It's not trooping of the colour.
No.
You know, you can say no. He could say no.
He will have his balls in a vice by the end of the day if he says no.
He's got to say yes.
What are you doing tomorrow?
I'm with Andy's... I'm with Andy.
In-laws.
In-laws. Because I turn up, Andy.
I laugh at his dad's jokes.
Because he's very, very funny.
I don't find his mum annoying.
Nope. I love her. She's a great cook. Boxing Day for me will be spent walking the dog.
Jack.
That's Christmas Day, Ben.
I do the same. I do it every day and I love it. And I'll go and talk to her.
And that's my tradition.
And that's my tradition. What's your tradition, Ben? Well, every day I walk the dog and it's great.
You know, if we went back like 6 years and told you you'd got a dog, you wouldn't believe us.
No.
Both of you. Both of you.
Yeah.
No.
No. And now I can't think about anything else. I'm like, great.
Dog.
We've had some food. Dog out. Let's go. And she's like, I'm ready. You see no one Christmas Day.
Do you all go full family walk Christmas Day? But
I think people are coming over Boxing Day. That's my gut feeling, is I'm sure something's being committed to with the next door neighbours.
Okay.
So I think that's going to be, they're going to pop over. What I try and do at around Christmas is forget things.
Yeah.
So someone says something to me today? And I go, oh, have you arranged something? Yes. What? Walking the dog.
Brilliant. I think.
Well, it's interesting. You've not asked me what I'm doing on Boxing Day.
He's not doing that.
What are you doing on Boxing Day then?
Going to the football.
Oh, are you?
Which I think is better than going to the pub and watching football.
Who are we playing?
We're playing Preston North End.
At Preston?
Yes. Lucy Fallon's boyfriend, Ryan.
Has he got you special tickets?
Plays for Preston. So it's the little.
What's mine? That's why. Please ask me.
Chairman suite.
Well, no, it's more the case of I'm going to the football and I'm taking my dad.
That's fine.
It's a Boxing Day tradition.
That's what I just said.
I think going to the pub on Boxing Day with your mates out of get.
Andy's got no choice.
Christmas is 3 days, isn't it? Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day.
Yeah.
No, it's one day. And then you just skirt around the others. It's barely, for me, I'm going to say, really now. At tops, it's 2 hours. It's in, eat, out. Boxing
what can
day,
he
do what you want.
To make the day of his in-laws more exciting?
Try and chat. Try and be funny. How funny are you, Andy? You're saying she's not very funny. How funny are you? When have you told a joke that they've all laughed at? They haven't, have they, Andy? That's what I'm seeing.
So
funny
you
with
think,
your mates in the pub.
You think Andy needs to pull out his A game?
I think it's...
And he can have Soccer Saturday on TV, he, at the in-laws?
No. We can all be funny to our mates. Binned?
No, is it still on?
We can all be funny to our mates, but
final
Andy,
score.
What are you doing? What are you doing to make your in-laws laugh?
Take a board game.
Take a board game.
Buckaroo.
Yeah.
Kaplunk.
Twister.
Come Operation.
Gets everyone going.
Operation.
Twister.
Yeah.
Operation.
I think Andy,
you hit my funny bone.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, cheat, can I have another go when someone's a hammered and they're trying to do that?
Yeah, this is what I think. If Andy
Don't worry, finish the game.
If Andy's one is going to the pub with his mates, but he's got to go to the in-laws, go to the in-laws, but take the party to the in-laws, yeah? You can have a little bit of the Boxing Day football on. You can check that Leeds are beating Preston. Take your board games, take your beers, and bring your A game and try and get them going.
The other thing he's made a mistake. My mates are going to the pub all day to watch football. All day. And I'd much rather do that. We'd much rather do a lot of things, Andy. But we can't.
Because you have a girlfriend. They don't have girlfriends, do they, Andy?
Yeah. So are we saying he's got to suck it up?
Also, if I see my mates, what excuse did he... You can't give an excuse.
You're not.
You're there.
You're there. You know.
You can't go, what happened? Oh, I've got to work.
I'm going to see my mates.
I've got to work.
Yeah.
Just a few emails.
Yeah.
Andy
working
pal.
From home.
And I'm leathered.
Yeah.
And that's not the football in the background.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, Andy, and I hope you have a wonderful day at your in-laws tomorrow.
Yeah,
100%.
Be funnier. That's our conundrum. Write in a joke. Write in with one of your jokes, Andy. Let's see what's going on there.
Ben, it's Christmas Day, yeah? And in the Christmas letters that I've had, most of them were asking for a conundrum. I won't lie to you. But I had one.
But you have just lied
I had one.
To my face. I won't lie to you. None asked for the Christmas conundrum.
Out of the thousands and thousands of letters that I
had,
I had one that said, any chance of a top five for Christmas Day?
Top five Corey families you'd spend Christmas with. Can't be your own.
So last week we had top five Corey characters you'd spend Christmas with. This is families. Can't be your own.
Can't be your own. So if it wasn't the Platts for me and Jack, what families? Or
but maybe... the Platts are in there because I can put the Platts in.
I think personally, Platts a top family to spend Christmas Day with. Easily.
Yeah.
Are we going Barlow's there?
Barlow's.
Grimshaw's.
Connors. There's a lot of Connors in there if you get them all in.
Are they all dead?
There were Connors.
There are a lot that are dead, to be fair.
Not anymore. Bailey's, they're in there.
Nazir's,
they're in there. What other families we got?
McDonald.
I have to say, I don't think the Tinkers. I think Tinkers would be a decent laugh.
Tinkers would be a show.
I think the Tinkers would be all right.
Yeah, I bet we'd have good food.
I'll tell you where you go.
Chesney's.
Chesney's. Yeah. Straight off for the mayhem.
Chesney's. Yeah.
Allahan's.
Chesney's is. Allahan's they're up good. At 4 a.m. opening presents, aren't they?
Yeah. Scotch. Lots of scotch at the Allahan's.
Who else would be good? Who else would be good on Christmas Day?
I tell you what. Roy be interesting.
Well, it'd be cooked.
Proper Christmas.
Yeah.
Good food.
Roy would go to someone's.
I don't know. I think he'd just stay open the cafe for one.
Yeah. Brian Packham.
Yeah. Packham's be funny.
Just him. Him just and him. Mary, maybe.
Yeah.
Rita. Go round Rita's. Cabin would be a good away fixture for the Christmas do, wouldn't it? Imagine.
Chesney's could be number one for the carnage.
Carnage, Chesney's.
Dobbs's.
Dobbs, good. Dobbs
you've
very
got,
good.
You've got Evelyn, Tyrone, Fizz.
I think that's
Cassie,
funny.
Cassie.
Yeah.
All the kids.
Three. Where are we going three?
So with Chesney's, Dobbs, Platts.
No, Platts is one. Platts is one. Platts isn't three. That's
I don't
not
know
happening.
Why do you think the Platts would be good on Christmas Day?
Biggest family.
Is it though?
Funniest family.
Yeah, I think it is.
Best cooks. Best sofa. Best telly.
I'm not sure the Platts.
Best stairs. Best loo.
Sofa's 20 years old. 20 years old. Richard Illman bought us that sofa.
I'm not sure the Platts would be a good place to be on Christmas Day.
Mint. Be brilliant.
Platts at three.
No.
Gail cooking and fucking it up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Audrey laughing because she's had too many drinks.
Yeah. Four.
Leathered.
No, he's not having that. He's trying to put the Platts to three.
Is it?
Yeah, that's not happening. Platts at one. Chesney at two.
Well,
three.
Tinkers are at two then.
Three. Tinkers at Platts at one. Tinkers at two. But Chesney's at three.
Barlow's.
Tinker, if you think we've got Maria as well and probably Gary.
Okay, not bad. You pulled in there some guns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyrone and Ches will come round.
Yeah.
What? No, they're at the Dobbs.
Yeah, but we're mates.
And the Battersby Browns.
They'll come round.
We're mates. They'll come round.
Allahan's. Could be
so where we got, what have we got in three and four?
Webster's.
Five.
We're at Webster's.
Number one, Platts.
Yeah.
Number two, Tinkers.
Yeah.
Number three,
Barlow.
No, Chesney's. Number
what's
four,
he called? What's Chesney called?
Battersby Brown.
Say that then.
Brown. Number five, Allahan's. That's a top five. No going backs, no returns.
Brilliant. Brilliant. What would your top five be?
Ben, we've just spoke about the ideal Christmas in Weatherfield. Has anyone been in touch with us to tell us about their ideal Christmas?
No. Ben's Reviews, WhatsApp. Remember, just messages or voice notes. No phone calls unless it's 2 a.m. till 4 a.m.
If you are listening to this podcast on Christmas Day, fucking get on that number and ring him. Oh, Jack, give him the number.
The number is...
In the wrong number thing because I've got to read the reviews.
He's taking it off. He's taking it off. So
he's
can't.
Taking it off. Oh no, it's here. The number is 07457404612. If you're ringing outside UK, +447457404612. Exclamation.
Just know that Henry is at that farm having the time of his life, having a free meal. He's got draft beer. Give him a ring.
Giraffe beard.
He's got giraffe beard. Andrew Maguire. Hi, boys. Head of Rome here. Just wanted to say that I'm loving the new podcast reboot. You never fail to have me laughing out loud, which is much needed after a heavy day at work. I also went to Junkyard Golf on a works party a few years ago and pissed everyone off when I got a hole in one down the slide.
The first hole.
Not easy.
That's a statement, that.
Yeah. It was obviously a fluke statement. Because I did shit all the other holes. That's good. That's perfect golf. For this year's Christmas party, we've just been to Chaos Karts in the old Granada Studios building. Any good?
I haven't been. I've seen it.
It's basically real life Mario Kart, and it's amazing. I highly recommend that you give it a try. I came 8th out of 8.
That's interesting that she liked. I think, Ben, a bit like a mixture of Dodgems, go-karting, and virtual reality.
Okay.
Mario. I hope you all have a very happy Christmas. I look forward to hearing what you bring us every Monday and Thursday in the new year. Yes, Andrea, we do.
Merry Christmas, Andrea.
Matthew Ford, I'm a huge fan of your podcast. And every time I listen, it makes me feel relaxed, especially after a stressful day. No problem, Matthew. I'm studying performing arts, which is something I love doing. I love you three. And I know you three have been in the business for a long time. What's the hardest thing about acting, and what advice would you give people who want to become actors?
Draw on your own life experience. You mentioned it in the last episode, actually, Coles, when
getting
you had to cry.
In the supermarket.
You referred to something back that made you emotional, which was losing your mum in a supermarket, and that's how you were able to cry in scenes as a kid.
Yeah.
Or do you still use that experience now?
No, I don't, believe it or not.
Do you cry when you're interviewing people?
It was the dog dying for a bit.
Yeah, and then it was a go-to.
Yeah.
I don't have much experience of things that have made me emotional in my life, so I have to envisage things happening that haven't happened that potentially would.
That's always quite damaging, though, isn't it?
Well, no, not for me.
Yeah.
Not for me, I find. You came very theatrical then, suddenly, Jeff.
I think the advice is keep studying, make sure you get your agent.
I'll tell you what, biggest thing is don't worry about what people think.
Yeah, and just enjoy it. Just enjoy it.
That nobbles actors straight off.
Yeah.
When you start second guessing what Ben says
to me every single day.
Yeah, it's important now. It wasn't so important when I was around.
Yeah.
Because there is no social media. There was no comment box.
Yeah. You couldn't see.
Well, either watched it, you didn't. Yeah. It was either watched or it wouldn't. But you never had anyone. There was no direct feedback from the audience. But I can see now, especially for younger actors, you can get caught up in reading. And look, you're going to have 90% or 99% good comments. And you might have one bad. But don't let that get into your head. That's what I'd say.
That's the one that will stick in.
That's the one that sticks. But you can have bad reviews, but you've just got to be able to just push on, I think.
And don't believe all the good ones either, because that's usually bullshit and all.
Yes. But we believe all the good reviews we get on this podcast.
Oh, we do.
5 out of 5, and that's all true. We haven't had one bad review.
Not one.
Out of 14.5 million reviews, more than Amazon. Andrew, no second name. I've listened from the beginning, but never left a review. As I'm inept with technology, but I can cope with WhatsApp. In true Jack style, I'm giving the podcast 4.99999 stars.
It's our first of a bad review.
Well, yeah, here we go. Thank you, Andrew.
So I would say Merry Christmas, Andrew.
But
however,
we won't now. So we round it up to 5.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
There we go. Love how soppy Colson is, how miserable Jack is, and how Ben calls them on it all.
Okay, yeah.
P.S. The person who asked whether they should give up their dog because their partner doesn't like them, how could you get rid of your dog?
He's just said that to get you on side, I think.
Andrew, no truer words said.
I'd get rid of the dog. I think I said I would.
I'm not going to talk to you. Other messages. Gilbert on TikTok in response to our Christmas decorations chat. When I was 4, my grand told me Santa was dead.
Santa's
good
dead.
On you, gran. Get rid of that. 4, you had it. You had 3 great ones. You got 4th shit one now.
Trimmings, what Jack says, Yorkshire, apparently.
Oh, is it?
All my Yorkshire friends who listen said Christmas trimmings is great. Then Wayners also got in touch to ask why Jack has to say all of the Welsh words in the latest read.
Well,
it's very good, isn't it? Thank you, Wayners.
Because I was the only one that half sounded decent.
Joanne Aston, Merry Christmas. Just been out walking the dog, listening to the pod. Spotted this bloke walking past, and he just happened to glance at his phone, and there on the screen was Jack P. Shepherd.
Ah.
Another OTS listener in the old Littleborough.
Ah, watching a video of you.
Ah, there you go.
Is it the front bit of the podcast?
The album cover. Ah. Yeah, it could be. I told you I've seen that on the tube before, haven't I? Been sat opposite someone on the tube and they've had their phone in their hand and it was our artwork.
That's good. That's fame. We asked you on Instagram and Patreon for what you're most looking forward to this Christmas. Todd Mooser, Looking forward to eating loads of pigs in blankets, but not looking forward to all the weight I'm going to put on.
Pigs in blankets, big fan. They're shit, but they're great, aren't
I'll
they?
I'll eat one or two and then I'm done. I'm not
you asked. Stuff them down.
I want your sausage meat stuffing recipe.
I bet you do. I bet you do. Hello. What a way to ask. Get it out there. I want your sausage meat stuffing
and recipe.
And
you always take
well.
The piss out of me for bread sauce.
Oh, the fucking... What a load of shit that is.
That pisses me
liquid,
right off.
Liquid bread.
It's the second thing that pisses me off. It's a tradition. It's what we have. Yeah, it's horrible.
It's great
horrible.
Bread sauce. My mum will buy it from Marks and Spencer's. Bread sauce.
Oh, bread
liquidize
sauce.
Liquidise the bread.
Liquid. Mother's pride. Horrible. Tom Baker, Christmas TV. See my mum's face when she opens her gifts. I'm not looking forward to the running I'll be doing in the new year because I've eaten so much food.
Everyone's saying that, yeah.
It's a big... I've noticed
Maybe
straight off...
Maybe don't eat a lot.
Yeah, just we're going to throw it out
you
there.
You can't eat that much in one day.
Some people,
you?
Suppose some people
it's the,
do.
It's the
do
month, what, though, yeah. isn't it?
Do you know what
month.
Happens is you start turkey, you go on pudding.
I do cold cuts on an evening turkey sandwich.
I don't.
Ben,
I have
it
one
hits,
meal.
It yeah. hits so well, a turkey sandwich on a night.
Horrible.
I used to make sausage rolls as well.
How?
But they're fat bombs. I used to make them as like a lead up to Christmas. I'd get the sausage meat. I'd put some stuff in it. I'd roll the pastry and I'd make sausage rolls, me and my dad. But I would eat a tub full of sausage rolls in 2 days.
You're spending it with Tom and Todd. Benjamin Latto, looking forward to the Doctor Who Christmas episode, seeing friends and relatives. Not looking forward to the weight I've recently lost, piling back on after the holiday season. We're seeing a real trend here.
This is like going into my brain. This.
Conrad. Hi. Oh. Ham, stuffing and wine, not particularly in that order.
Interesting. Who's Conrad being stuffed by or who's Conrad stuffing?
I don't know. That's for Conrad to know and us to find out. Emma, spending it in Italy with my boyfriend for the first time and getting to experience Italian home cooking. I fancy that.
Can we come, Emma, please?
I really fancy that, Emma. And you've not invited us, but we're coming. I think that would be brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be Italian good.
Italian
boyfriend having an Italian Christmas.
My brother says he lives in LA and he said Christmas isn't such a big thing. Thanksgiving is the big thing, the big meal. And Christmas is much more low-key.
I don't think anything could top my Christmas dinner last year. Wow. So good. It was in New Zealand. We were by the pool and the food was so good. Have I mentioned how my family live in New Zealand?
Denise Fitzgerald playing music with Cork Barrack Street Band. Great. Visiting hospitals and other places. Oh, that, Denise, that's lovely.
Nice. That is lovely.
There we go. Ben's reviews.
That's them all. Christmas would you rather, innit?
Do you do my job for me, Jack? That's Christmas. This is your Christmas wish, is to be the chair of the podcast.
And your wish has come true on Christmas Day, young Jackie.
you've got to end it as well, though.
I
don't know what this is going to be like, but I've picked a different type of one for Christmas. No clue. And it's not a Christmas Would You Rather. We must have done Would You Rather Christmas editions before.
This is our first ever Christmas Day app.
Oh, yeah, because it's fallen on the day.
Oh, well, I bollocks that up. Okay. Would you rather be in a real life version of The Walking Dead or Jurassic Park?
I know you're going to say it again, but go on.
Would you rather be in a real-life version of The Walking Dead or Jurassic Park? The floor is open!
110% The Walking Dead. Out of
110% is 10% more than 100%. Mm. That's definite.
Out of everybody in the world, I am the most mentally capable, physically capable person to survive and last in a zombie apocalypse. No doubt. No doubt whatsoever. I back myself in an apocalypse to survive and to thrive. I'd be like the mayor
Funnily
in an apocalypse.
Funnily enough, though, there's no way out of it because it's a zombie apocalypse. The whole world is zombie.
So what you're thinking, so I kill the dinosaurs.
The dinosaurs, eventually, you'll live with them.
You're constantly looking over your shoulder, right? Jurassic Park is just in Jurassic Park. So once I get out of there...
You're not getting out of Jurassic Park.
Why
no, that's absolute shite.
Yeah.
Don't start changing
what?
It. Once I get out of the theme park, you're on the island, that's it.
You're living in the world of
Jurassic. You were living in the world of Jurassic Park.
The world's dinosaurs.
Yeah.
The world is dinosaurs or the world is zombies. Where you're living. Yes, it's not
now
as
it's
easy
hard.
As... Yes, it's not as easy as fucking just...
Meanwhile, I'm setting up a... a cult and a colony I am in zombie world.
Move quick there.
Suppose a cult and a colony.
Leader. That's what they'll all be saying as I'm there going.
Tinker.
Food rations. Fight. Thrive.
I might go dinosaurs because I think Ben's right. If someone said you haven't had tigers, you haven't had lions and bears, let's throw them in. Mm. And then they're all of a sudden they're living amongst us. We have to live with them on our planet and we've coped.
Yep.
So I think not all dinosaurs are going to be meat eaters. They're not all going to try and come after you.
No.
So I think
The zombies are definitely coming after you. Forever.
So I'm going dinosaurs and it'll be cooler. Be cooler to fucking see them. Imagine seeing them. Yeah,
all you're
going to
see is like...
It's mint. It'll just be like a massive like safari.
What's your weapon of choice, Coulson?
He's going zombies.
What's his weapon of choice?
I'd have guns, I'd have clubs, I'd have baseball bats. I'd have it all. Cricket bat. Everything.
Cricket bat. Cricket
but I'd have. Bat, I'd be so balls. Good. And I'd probably learn to ride a motorbike or maybe drive like a Defender around and just...
Go on. He's just thinking, glasses. What? Petrol's just... flowing.
Ben, I own the petrol. I would be so good in
the
petrol.
But who gets the oil petrol. And the petrol? Who does that?
My staff, my cult.
My staff.
Hold on, he's twisted this right up. He's seeing himself as some kind of massive leader.
I would be like that Far Cry survivors world. I'd be amazing in.
What's the one that flies? Pterodactyl?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm riding one of them. Fuck off.
I'm a Avatar. There we go. Can you light a fire? Without matches.
Yeah.
That's a no.
Before we go, I just want us all to look at our cameras. Mm. And in the style of the king, can we have an on the sofa-esque Christmas speech to all of our listeners who have joined us? And just to say a Merry Christmas, please, Ben.
What? Say a speech. Merry Christmas.
Jack.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Right, well, if that's what you're doing, I'll do it because I care. You ready?
Yes.
You do.
Hello, listeners of On The Sofa. Thank you for joining us on the sofa here on Christmas Day. Not just Christmas Day, but every day. We appreciate all of your support, all of your letters, all of your WhatsApps, all of your WhatsApp phone calls, your reviews, your comments, your likes, your subscribes, every listen. We appreciate and we hope you have the most amazing Christmas. Don't we, boys?
Yes, we do.
We do, and especially we're going to visit each and every one of you and give you a present this Christmas.
Yes, we are. And Jack is starting off by visiting you, Doreen in Stoke-on-Trent.
Ooh, he's coming round.
Merry Christmas. Thanks for listening. See you on Thursday.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.